It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome back into Gwen and Chris, hour number two here, four-hour get-together on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Zello, Tony Gwynn, Matt Scraby. And Scraby's got the Chronicles after our show today at 6 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. We've got a whole bunch of stuff headed your way. What now?
It was me.
I almost just tripped on my chair.
My phone somehow started talking.
I thought, you know.
And Scraby gave me the stink eye.
Usually when I get the look from Scraby, it's because I've done something absurd.
Nope, it was me this time.
You know, I was just thinking for a second, guys, and every one of us should take a second just to, you know, remember how lucky we all are just to be, you know, hanging out, enjoying a beautiful San Diego day. And I'm looking back at the last time San Diego State played Washington State in football. It was 2011. It wasn't that long ago, right?
13
And the Aztecs win this game 42-24. It was one of Brady Hoke's first big wins as head coach. And I look at the box score, and there are 6 touchdowns in that game. 4 of them scored by Ronnie Hillman, and 2 others scored by Gavin Escobar. 2 young superstar athletes whose lives both were cut short far too soon. And, you know, you think of that sometimes. You know, how lucky all of us are just, you know, to be kind of out there enjoying ourselves, you know, and don't take it for granted.
It's crazy that thought is formed because you just went back to see, oh, when's the last time San Diego State played? And
right.
It just so happens that those two guys start in a game who unfortunately have lost their lives far too soon.
Yeah, Ronnie Hillman had a 91 in that game. Pretty good game. Anyway, Saturday night, Aztecs Washington State once again at 7:30. We're going to get to our Daily Gambit here shortly. But before that, Scrape, you've got a couple of little fun facts surrounding your favorite rookie player in the NBA, Bronny James.
Bronny James.
Oh, yes, yes. I've been on it since
you've
the
been
beginning.
On this. You're, and, yeah. you, and I'm trying. I'm like, I had to go steal your wallet before the show because you want to place money on this. You want to actually just give me the money.
No, because what if it happens, Chris?
No, he says.
What if it happens, Chris?
All right. Well, you and everybody else is obviously enticed by this.
Bronny James is the most bet-on player to win Rookie of the Year this season, even though he's seen a 21.5% bets placed on him, and his odds are plus 25,000 to win Rookie of the Year. Now you bet $100, you get $25,000 if he does win Rookie of the Year.
Chris, what I learned from you about betting and how odds are made,
yes,
is not based on anything other than what the majority of people are betting on.
Yeah, so I'm surprised the odds have stayed this high on him.
Me too.
They should come down because so many people are betting on him, even though
there's got to be a sportsbook owner that's like, oh, man, what if he does actually win?
Yes, if he actually does it, they're going to lose their shirts.
The mere fact that they haven't brought it down and this many people are betting on him lets you know how outlandish It probably
Vegas
is.
Thinks it is. I think Vegas is keeping the odds high because they want people to just hand them money. People like you, Scraby, who are going to say, well, why not take a shot? He is LeBron James' son.
Our boss on the chat says, literally lighting money on fire.
Wait, which literally, box? Which box?
Sounds like an Adam Klug line.
I was going to say, Michael is on here too sometimes.
Yeah, that sounded like an Adam Klug line.
There's another bet to be made if you would like to bet on Bronny stuff.
I like this. Now, this one is kind of fun.
But
you know?
The odds are incredibly low.
You think they're too low?
FanDuel is offering plus 250 odds on Bronny's first NBA basket to come off an assist from his dad, LeBron.
Well, you don't think...
Too
okay,
low?
Let me,
you think
too low?
Be...
You don't think if Bronny gets into the game, it's probably going to be... I'm sorry, but it's going to be garbage time.
No, he's going to start.
One way... No, he's not. It's going to probably be garbage time. They're going to put LeBron, keep LeBron on the floor just so they can play together.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't LeBron be looking for him? You know, okay, all he has to do is drive one time. Now, Bronny has to make the basket. That's one of the issues. He hasn't shot very well.
I could see him getting a lob from his dad.
A lob? He's going to dunk it? He's going to alley-oop in his debut?
That's the easiest shot he could take. What are we talking about?
Defense
talk
is kind of
basket.
Do you think the defense would part like the Red Sea to help him?
If anything, somebody's trying to deliver a foreign shooter to the chest.
The way you say it, Chris, though, I can see why the number is now plus 250 because it's going to be a momentous occasion. LeBron's going to be on the court when his son debuts, and LeBron will probably try to throw him the ball.
The other side of this whole thing, and it's fun to talk about, and it's fun, and it's good for Bronny James, and LeBron James is a special player, and he's one of the greats, and so maybe you got to give the guy some special, attention. But somewhere, somehow, there's some guy who's not getting an NBA contract who probably deserves one over Bronny James, and you have people, me somewhat included, that think that that's kind of not right. And I'm not trying to take it from Bronny James. If he was the best player, he deserves it. But I don't think he is, by all accounts.
I'm going to need you to be filled that way every year because that's pretty much somebody somewhere is deserving of an NBA contract that does not get one.
But there's probably a reason for one.
No,
for
there
this
isn't.
Player.
There's usually a reason all the time.
Yeah, the reason is that his dad is the most famous basketball player in the world.
This one happens to be Bronny James.
I'm not saying that. You know what I like about Bronny? Is he doesn't talk like he's a big deal.
I don't really care what you like about Bronny, honestly. How about that?
He doesn't talk like it's a big deal. I like Bronny because Bronny seems like a humble person, and I like that. And
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He is going to be a Laker at some point. Whether you like it, I like it.
He's going to be a Laker tonight.
Yeah,
I mean, they're playing their first game tonight. He's going to be in uniform. There's no question.
He's there. I mean, my man, I think it's Tony Snell, right? I think he is like a couple games short of having the type of...
getting enough service time?
Enough service time to be able to get medical insurance. He is certainly deserving. He's been an NBA player. He's just... a little bit short.
Yeah,
I think we covered him finding out he had autism at a very late stage in his life. Either way, right, he's deserving of it. But that's just, he was deserving of it last year, too. Just kind of how it goes, unfortunately.
Adam said, Q Scraby's angry about Brittany Mahomes in the SI swimsuit.
in the SI swimsuit? The only reason she was in there because of her husband.
I mean,
great point,
I mean,
Adam.
Come on, she doesn't great have that point. Good of a body. Let's go.
That's not what I said. I don't like people getting opportunities that they wouldn't normally get if they weren't a certain person. If they don't work for it. Bronny has worked for it. Tony, I'll just elephant in the room. You have worked for it. You worked for your career. I have no issues with the way you did things, but Brittany Mahomes being put in SI swimsuit.
He went back to Brittany. I thought we were talking
crazy.
About Bronny.
No, but Bronny.
Brittany's taking some stray bullets right now.
She's
not even here. She's just like home, relaxing, doing some knitting.
Bronny,
and some guy in San Diego is trashing her.
Bronny has worked. But I don't know that a player with his skill level, not named Bronny James, is going to get the look that Bronny's getting.
I don't disagree.
Nobody knows for sure, but a lot of people are saying he doesn't belong. But you know what? He could go. Who knows? Maybe he'd gets a little confidence, hit some shots, play a little defense. I haven't heard. Nobody seems to think he can do it. But I find it hard to believe that J.J. Redick's going to stick him in a game if he doesn't seem like he, you know, should be out there.
I find that hard to believe, too.
You know, I really do. I don't know that that's fair to him or the Lakers or anybody.
I think I'm going to enjoy this show because we get to talk about two of Scraby's favorites today. Bronny James.
Who's the other?
And Deion Sanders. We're going to get to talk about both of them today. Let's get to
I have plenty of thoughts about Deion Sanders.
Let's get to the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All the chat is being hilarious about Bronny. Like, they put little quotes out there. Papa, do you think I'll ever get the ball?
You know what? And guess what? He's going to have to deal with that until he goes out
and
starts, and starts balling. That's just the way it is, dog.
Jack Flaherty, game one starter in the World Series for the Dodgers.
It's being tweeted out.
Yes. By Bill Shaken.
Many times.
All right, last night's bets. Baltimore Ravens, -4 over the Buccaneers. Chris and I chose the Bucks. Tony chose the Ravens. The Ravens won 41-31. Over-under on this game for total points, 50.5. Chris and I went over. Tony went under. It was well over, 72 points.
Yep.
Chargers -1 at the Cardinals. The Cardinals, Cardinals, Chris and I chose the Cardinals. Tony chose the Chargers. Cardinals hit a walk-off.
Go, Chargers, go.
Hit a walk-off field goal to win 17-15, and they beat the point spread.
Go, Chargers, go.
Now, this one I love. Lamar Jackson over under 52.5 rushing yards last night.
Come on, LJ.
Chris said over. Tony said over. I said under. He had 52.
That's crazy.
Just 0.5.
That is tough.
That's crazy.
Now, for someone who didn't want people to buy his jersey, and for someone who made a big deal about his entrance into the league, Marvin Harrison Jr.'s over-under of 54.5 yards receiving should be pretty easy. Chris said under. Tony and I said over. He only had 21 yards. He's had one quarter of good football this year.
Yeah.
One.
That's been it.
It's been a rough start.
Toronto, the Maple Leafs, -1.5 on the puck line. Chris gave me the look. That's all I wanted.
The Leafs.
Over the Lightning. Chris chose the Leafs. Tony and I chose the Ning,
as they're called.
Toronto wins 5-2.
Yeah, I went against them because they call them the Ning.
Yeah.
All right, I take the lead early this week, 4-2. Scraby, 3-3. Tony, you don't want to hear this. 1-5.
Sorry.
It's another day.
Bounce back.
Here we go with some college football. Tuesday night action. Sam Houston State -5 at Florida International. Try to give you some records on these teams. I think Sam Houston State is ahead of Florida International.
Minus what?
-5 here. Five. These are Conference USA teams. Sam Houston Bearcats, are 5-2. Florida International is 2-5. Florida International is home. Sam Houston State's giving 5. I'll take the old home underdog. I'll take FIU +5. Tony, Sam Houston.
Give me Sam Houston.
You want Sam? You got him. -5. Scraby.
I'm going to go with Sam Houston.
Sam Houston.
Houston.
UTEP plays La Tech tonight.
Ooh.
UTEP, La Tech, over under 49 points for this game. La Tech, 153 points in 6 games. For what that's worth, UTEP only 126-7. UTEP doesn't score much. Tony, you're first.
We'll go under.
Under. Scraby.
This isn't Maction, it's Conference
USA. This is Conference USA action on a Tuesday night, please.
A Conference Maction. US action.
Yeah, I don't get this.
I'm going to go over. I feel like lots of points are scored in these games.
Wild Tuesday night affairs.
Yep.
I'm going to go under. I feel an under coming. All right, NBA season opener, Boston Celtics New York Knickerbockers.
Let's go, Knicks!
Celtics by six. Scraby, what do you like
here? Is it at the Garden?
It's at, no. Well, yeah, which they're garden? Both playing Garden.
Which garden is it in?
It's in the TD Garden.
That's the weed garden.
It's the Boston Garden.
Boston.
You know who I got a text from earlier in the show? Immediately, actually, when we started the show, Sammy Leavitt just wrote, "Go Knicks."
That's right, Sammy Lev.
Boston Celtics minus six.
Scraby.
I'm going to go Celtics at home.
You got them. I'm going to go Knickerbockers. I can't stand the Celtics. They're ruining basketball.
They are.
I can't stand their head coach.
You don't like the Celtics head coach?
No.
Huh. Is there a particular reason?
Yeah, because he's like always trying to come up with these new philosophies.
He's a philosopher.
Yeah, reinvent the thing.
He's one of those guys.
He's not, but he thinks he is.
You know, I was kind of happy that...
Go ahead.
What's my man's name? What's
Tatum,
the best play? I'm happy Tatum didn't play because now that hunger in him is going to be so ignited. It's like, shut up.
That he didn't play in the Olympics.
Yeah, so it's going to drive him for another season.
I just don't like the way they play basketball.
Oh, that was the one he said. He was like, yeah, you know, they say it's a target on our back, but no, we're going to flip it. It's going to be a target on their back. It's like, what?
Good luck with that.
Okay.
Anyway, watch the Celtics play a bunch of one-on-one basketball. Boring.
800 threes.
Here yeah, it comes. 800 threes. I don't want. Anyway, Minnesota Lakers tonight in Los Angeles. T-Wolves come in. Over. I wasn't going to do the odds because I know Tony will take, but over under 222.5 points. And Tony's first. No, wait, I'm first. God, I can't keep it straight. This one goes over. Minnesota can score. I love Minnesota. They're my favorite team in the league. I might even pick them to win the title this year.
Mm.
What'd you think of the trade that they made with the Knicks? Who got the better of it, Kat or Randall?
I think they both got something out of it.
They both got better?
Yeah, I don't know if they both got better.
Okay.
I don't think it was a bad trade, though. I don't know that the T-Wolves got better. You gave up Kat.
Kat was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I think he, you know, disappears sometimes, I think that's a loss for them. But I think that's good for the Knicks, though. I think because of that trade, though, they won't be as high scoring, at least early on, as they try to figure out these pieces.
All right. So you say under.
I'll take under.
Okay. Scraby, 222.5 Lakers-Wolves tonight.
Well, because Bronny's going to take like 17 shots at the end of the game, I'm going to say under.
That was nice. You really so do nice. Like the guy. You know, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, he said, I like him.
Yeah,
he
comes
Bronny,
in and he goes, he's
like,
I love Bronny. And then he comes out and he says that 2 minutes later.
I go back and forth.
Who scores more points tonight? Tony, you're first. Jalen Brunson or Jason Tatum?
Ooh, the Brun Burner or JT?
They're both going to be hogging the basketball.
Give me Mr. Brunson, the Brun Burner.
Brun Burner. All right, Scraby.
I'm going Tatum because he has an extra fire in him.
His coach
Tatum's got good
extra
hair.
Fire.
He's got great hair.
Tatum's one of my least favorite players in the league.
Really?
Yeah. I liked him sitting on the bench in the Olympics. I'll take the Brun Burner. Ant-Man or AD
ooh,
points.
Ooh.
I know who you want to take, Tony,
you know
but
I
know
take.
You love the Ant-Man. Scraby's first, though.
Who Scraby? Has more points?
Yep, Ant-Man or AD.
I love Ant-Man. Well, AD, he's going to have to sit for Bronny, so I'm going to say Ant-Man.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a thing all year now.
No.
I don't know who's going to score more points, but I have to root for Ant-Man because he's one of my favorites in the league. Tony, you going to go with your guy?
It's in L.A., isn't it?
In L.A., yeah. You going with your guy?
You know, Ant-Man struggled last couple times
he
to come to L.A. Yeah, so I'm going to take AD.
All right.
And a Laker victory.
I know you're taking that. Here's a fun one for you, Tony.
These are a lot of bets.
All right, last one. points, rebounds, and assists. Add them all up. LeBron James, 39.5. And Scraby, you're first. Or no, you just went first. So I'm first. 39.5. He's going 25. 10-5. That's 40. That's a big game.
That is a big game.
I feel like saying under, and then I know he's going to have one of those monsters. Over. I changed my mind. Tony?
Over.
Over. 39.5. Scraby, make it a sweep.
I'm going to play contrarian and go under.
Under. Okay. We'll see how we do. We got 7 picks tonight. I like the start of a season because I'm, you know, a fan of the league. I'd love to see one team somewhere come out and start playing a motion offense and running all over the place and setting screens. I don't think I'm going to see it, though.
Golden State kind of plays like that.
A little bit. There's an interesting headline today. I know we got to take a break. I'm just putting a bow on this, Scraby.
Put the bow on it, dog.
Putting a little bow on it. The headline was something to the effect of LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant all returning for another year to play with also-rans.
Also.
I don't know if that was fair or not. Lakers, Warriors, Suns, all also-rans.
What is that?
That's somebody that has no chance. Yeah. All those teams have
also
no chance.
Rans?
You're an also-ran. That means you're going to finish way back in the pack.
Yeah.
Your team, not the players, obviously. These are great players, but they're saying that those teams are going to be also-rans.
KD the other day said he was very old. He is really old. He's been in the league forever.
Yeah.
And he's had so many injuries. His body can't be feeling great.
He's getting up there.
Well, LeBron. Is LeBron 40 yet? 100 officially?
I think he'll be 40 like soon-ish.
Man.
Let me see.
That's crazy.
The guy is a freak of nature.
He is.
He's say what you will.
December 30th.
But so he'll be 40.
Yeah, December 30th.
Man.
That's crazy.
All right, let's get this opening night in the NBA. I think.
Is it you?
Who says
it is
bye?
You. It is you.
Who says bye?
You say bye.
Check traffic first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
First.
3:26 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ellis, Matt Scraby. Lamar Jackson last night, 5 touchdowns, no picks. He certainly is like in the MVP lane here early. I mean, Derrick Henry probably is in the next lane over to the right of him at this point. But those two are playing some good football right now, Chris.
Lamar Jackson looks great. Derrick Henry looks great. As I said earlier, I think that the Ravens look like the best team in the league. Defensively, they're not yet what they normally become. If they get anywhere near that, I think it's going to be tough to beat them. But as you brought up earlier, Tony, Lamar Jackson still has to prove it in a big one.
Yeah.
And he's yet to quite get over the hump. In the postseason, he's had some very ordinary games. You know, when during the regular season, he just runs wild out there. It's like impossible to get a handle on him. And now that Derrick Henry's there. But I will caution you this. After 7 games last year, I think the leading guy for MVP in the league was Tyreek Hill, if you remember. And he didn't come close to getting it by the end of the year. So things can change. in the National Football League.
I think the only thing different is the guy to the right of Tyreek Hill was probably also Lamar Jackson at that point. I think he got off to a pretty good start last year, too, before. I think he won. Did he win the MVP last year?
Lamar?
Yeah, Lamar
he did.
He ended up winning it.
He's won it twice now or three?
Twice.
He was a third one. I mean, we're talking. And I think this is also kind of highlights him not playing when the big. In the bigger games, because he's been an MVP twice already, and I think he's only been has he been to one AFC Championship game or two?
I think last night was the closest he's last year
was the closest he's ever been. Yeah. So, you know, that's gonna if he were to win a third, those questions about playing in the big one will only get louder from that point on. But I want to move on to the other story I teased before we went, because I know Scraby enjoys it so much. The Colorado Buffaloes playing some pretty good football.
Now, can I finish my
intro, please? 5-2 on the year, and they have done it in a way that I don't think anybody imagined it. It's been pretty quiet. Nobody's really talking. No one is just going out, winning football games. And what are they, the Big 12, I believe they are in now? It's hard to remember.
They are in the Big 12.
They moved back to the Big 12.
Yeah. They're doing well, Tony. They look good every week, and we're not, you know, the kid on the club, what is it, Hunter?
Yeah.
He's the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy.
No, he's not.
Well, he's right there with the
Boise
Miami's
State
quarterback.
Guy.
No, Cam Ward, Miami.
Cam Ward.
Quarterback.
Guy from Boise.
And I appreciate the Boise State guy, but you know what's going to happen to a guy at Boise State. He's going to have one bad game somewhere, and they're going to say, he's no good. He's not good enough. Kind of the same thing they said
this year?
He missed a half.
Same thing they did to Marshall Faulk. I mean, Marshall Faulk lost to the guy, the quarterback from Miami, as it turned out that year, Gino Toretta.
Can you win a Heisman? I'm genuinely asking. Can you win a Heisman without playing all the games?
Yes.
That seems a little weird to me.
What, if you miss one game?
One or two games?
I think if you miss two games, I mean, that's a lot of games that you can make an impact, and someone else maybe played those two games and made an impact.
That's a good question. I don't know. Has anybody ever won? I would assume somebody's missed a game or two before.
Like, one game I can understand, for sure. But two, I draw the line.
Who missed two games?
I don't know.
Travis Hunter.
No, I didn't say he missed two games. He missed a half.
Oh, the Colorado guy,
Travis
Hunter.
In two games, I believe.
Deion Sanders is smart enough to know when. See, it stinks because I love Deion Sanders, the football player, because
he's not a football player anymore. Scraby.
I know. Coach
you're
Prime.
You're painted as a guy who hates him, though.
I know. Coach Prime, he's a smart enough guy to feel the room and know there's a lot of heat on our program right now. We need to be quiet. We need to play our game.
I don't know that that's ever been in Deion's.
Well, remember the beginning of the year when he banned the reporter and there was a lot of like heat on the program for that?
I don't know that that reporter has been unbanned.
No, I'm just saying, remember earlier in the year when there was a lot of conversation.
Somebody else asked him a stupid question. They're going to get banned too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Deal with it.
You got Shador Sanders chasing down guys on the field for Instagram posts. It's like, come on.
What?
What are we doing here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Colorado State quarterback or something smack-talked the Buffaloes, and then after the game, Shador ran up to him.
He didn't want to shake his hand.
Oh, that's right.
That's what it was. Shador didn't want to shake his hand at the end of the game.
Because he had an Instagram post about him.
It wasn't an Instagram post. It was an ESPN.
You just don't like anybody who owns a Rolls Royce.
Good call, Chris.
Especially if he's younger than
especially if he's way younger than you. He's in college.
Well, especially one who's way younger than me, who also parks illegally
on campus.
Yeah, I knew
he was going to say
and does not care.
You knew that was coming.
Does not care. He got his car booted, and he was like, well, I'm Shador Sanders. I should be able to park wherever I want.
There you go with the impersonations. Not very
also,
good.
His rap song is supposed to be played after touchdowns.
That's
before
not true.
The band. Before
fake
the band.
News.
The band
fake
still
news.
Plays.
Fake news. Fake news.
I like how when I bring up good points, it's always fake news.
That is fake news. Not true.
Gaslighting to
not
the
not true at all. Let's get to break.
When is that we come the only back, way to shut me up?
When we come back, I'm going to beat down Scraby in this Chris's Fantabulous Game Show next.
All right, get ready to have some fun here. Little Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. You can play along out there. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Let's check some traffic. And then we'll get into it. And Scraby tried to defend his title today.
all you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm going to go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here we go. I'll give you the category shortly. The guys will compete, naming correct answers, alternating. And if you miss one, you get a strike, three strikes, and you're out. Today, there are 14 correct answers. But those 14 correct answers are worth a total of 24 points.
Oh.
I will explain in a moment. So first person to 13 points wins today. Or if you strike out, obviously you lose. And then I'll give you, well, you know what I mean.
This guy's got this stupid belt around his neck.
Let me see you. Oh, brother. The champ is here.
We'll see if he can hold on.
Do you guys
want to
know how much of a champ I'm not usually? I put on the belt upside down and the chat had to let me know.
Good job, chat.
All right. Really restricted.
Before I give you the category, I'm going to let you know there is one answer today worth 3 points. There are 8 answers that are worth 2 points, and there are 5 answers worth 1 point. You don't have to memorize
8 answers worth 2, 5 answers worth 1.
Right, and 1 answer is worth 3. You get 3 at one time. So a total of 14 correct answers, but a total of 24 points in the what you're fighting for here. And here comes the category. Name teams that have lost the World Series since the turn of the century.
So 2000.
Since 2000. Correct. And again, there's one team that's lost 3. There's 8 teams that have lost 2. And there's 5 that have lost 1. And you'll get scored accordingly. Tony, you get the decision whether you want to go first or not since Scraby won last time. Normally it's Scraby in this
spot. I'm
going
to give it to Scraby.
You're going to let Scraby go first.
Yes, sir.
That's nice of you.
Thank you.
Okay, Scrape, go ahead.
You're welcome.
Name a team that's lost the World Series since 2000, preferably one that's lost it more than once.
I know a team that's lost it more than once.
And that is?
The Texas Rangers.
The Tejas Rangers. That's 2 points for you, Scrape.
Tony just gave me the look.
The Rangers lost in 2011
and
2010, back-to-back years. Once to the Cardinals, once to the Giants. Scraby gets 2 points. He takes a 2-0 lead. And Tony's up. Name a team that's lost the World Series since 2000. Tony Gwynn Jr.
The Detroit Tigers.
Detroit Tigers have lost 2. In 2012, they lost to the Giants. 2006 to the Cardinals. It is 2-2. The 3-point answer is still out there. Scraby, your turn.
Dodgers.
Dodgers. They have lost 2 World Series back-to-back, just like the Rangers. 17 to the Astros, 2018 to the Red Sox. Scraby leads 4-2. Tony, your turn. Tony's thinking, which is legal in this game. Tony's really thinking.
Oh, Tampa.
Tampa Bay Rays. They have lost 2. 2008 to the Phillies. 2020 to the Dodgers. It's 4-4. You guys have gotten 4 of the 2 points.
What did you say before?
I said Dodgers.
Scraby has said Rangers, Dodgers. Tony has said Tigers, Rays. You've got 4 of the 2-point answers. The 3-point answer is still out there. Scraby, your turn. Name a team that's lost the World Series since 2000.
Let's go with the Astros. I'm not sure how many.
The Astros. You're going to be happy to hear, Scraby. They are worth 3 points.
There they are.
That gives you a 7-4 lead.
It's not a good enough lead.
The Astros lost in 05 to the White Sox, 19 to the Nationals, 2021 to the Braves. The Astros. Scraby has a 7-4 lead. Tony, your turn. There are currently 4 2-point answers left and 5 1-point answers left.
You just said the Astros. How about the Mets?
The Mets have lost 2. And they lost in 2000 to the Yankees. And in 2015, they lost to the Royals. Scraby 7, Tony 6. Starting to get kind of the middle portion of the game now. There are 3 2-point answers left, Scrab. And there are 5 1-point answers left. Teams that have lost the World Series since 2000. Scraby.
White Sox?
White Sox. They have not lost a World Series since 2000. White Sox are not on the board.
Oh, no.
So that is your first strike. Tony.
How about the Cardinals?
St. Louis Cardinals. That's a 2-pointer.
Ding, ding.
They lost both times to the Red Sox in 04 and in 13. Tony takes the lead 8-7. Scraby, there are still 2 2-pointers and 5 1-pointers left for you to guess here. Teams that have lost the World Series since 2000. Scraby taking a moment. Feels perhaps that his championship is
slipping
away.
I'm trying to think of the 2-point teams, yeah. But I can't think of the 2-point team.
You can't think of
them,
buddy.
But I'm just going to name the team that lost last year, the Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks is correct, Scraby.
The D-backs.
They lost it last year. That's 1-pointer. They're their only loss of this century.
The D-backs.
All right, so we have 2 2-pointers. 4 1-pointers left. Game is tied at 8. Scraby has a strike. Tony, you're up.
How about the Flying Phils?
Flying Phillies.
Was going to say it, but wasn't sure.
They lost 2. They lost to the Astros a couple of years ago, and they lost to the Yankees in 09. Tony goes ahead 10-8. Remember, first to 13 wins. Scraby. There's 1 2-point answer left.
There's 1 left, Scrape. Can you get it?
And there's 4 1-point.
Can you get it, brother?
I don't know if this is the 2-pointer, but I do know that the Cubs beat the then Indians.
The Tribe.
Yes.
And that is correct. There's a 1-pointer. It's the only one that the Guardians/Indians have lost this century. 2016, Cubs over the Guards. All right, 10-9. And Tony's turn. He's got the lead. Does he have the other 2-pointer? And there are 3 1-pointers beyond that left. Tony. Tony's thinking. There are 4 teams that would be correct here. One of those would be worth 2 points.
How about... who'd you just say, Scrape?
He said the Tribe,
yes.
The Guardians.
The Guardians.
The Indians, the Guardians. I think they were the Indians out here.
How about the Yankees?
The Yankees, have they lost a World Series this century?
Yeah, of course they lost 1.
They lost 2.
Ah, there it is!
They lost to the D-backs in 01. They lost to the Marlins in 03.
The D-backs, I couldn't remember if it was 99 or 2000. I knew it was right there.
Tony takes a 12-9 lead.
12-9?
12-9.
Got 2 points, yeah.
Buddy.
12-9?
Yeah.
There's 3 points left, and they're all 1-pointers.
I know, sir.
The only way Scraby can win is you got to end up getting all 3 of them.
Wait, how did the scoring work out? I was the guy who got the only 3-point
team. Yeah, but I've only gotten 2s. You've thrown
Tony
out a few
has
ones.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 2-pointers. That's 12. I'm just giving you the facts of the situation.
I gotta go pick it up because I don't know who to get.
Yes, indeed.
What'd you throw?
His whole pack.
My notebook.
His whole pack of papers.
My notebook.
Tony's got 6 2-pointers.
All right, well, I'm going to go with the team the Giants beat in 2014, the Royals.
That is correct.
Royals.
Very good. Scrape, that's a 1-pointer, makes the score 12-10.
Royals.
But there are 2 correct answers left if Tony gets either of them.
I'm pretty sure I have both of them.
No. I'm going to go ahead and use my favorite, one of the losers.
This is not fair.
No.
My favorite loser are the Rockies.
The Rocks! Yeah, it's going to wrap it up. 2007, they got swept by the Red Sox.
Do you want to put the belt on for me? Is that how this is working?
What are you doing with the belt now, Scray?
Do you want to go ahead and put the belt on for me? Is that how this is working?
Here.
You turned it down.
Oops. Yeah, turn that up.
I like this song.
I don't... Oh, okay.
Game is over. Tony is 1-13 to 10.
You don't want to put it around my waist.
I do not. No, I do not. It's not going to happen.
There's one team left that lost a World Series this century. Does anybody know it?
Yes, I do.
It is?
The Giants.
The Giants to the Halos in 2002.
Stupid rally monkey.
Correct. Yeah, the rally monkey year. You guys did very good in that category.
We did so good, we have 5 minutes left.
Tony had a little...
The champ is here!
Oh. Had good luck on the two-pointers there. And that was the difference. I knew you guys were going to get them all, so I knew it was a matter of, you know, who's going to get the right ones. And I did. Once you got the three-pointer, Scrape, I thought you were in good shape. I thought it was nice of Tony to let you go first.
Yeah, man. Gave you
that
a shot.
That was a sporting move right there.
Gave you a shot.
I mean, it's like
good on me, doesn't it?
Where are you wearing?
I'm wearing it on my shoulder.
Same, and you don't have it upside down.
No,
I'm
don't.
Sure.
I got it right.
Right.
Fortunately, that belt is for the Eliminator Challenge winner, so it will not be in here every week.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, maybe we should get one for the.
I think we should
for the game show.
I think the loser should have to put it around the guy's waist.
That would be kind of funny.
While
actually.
Music plays,
as Chris does play by play.
Yeah. All right, so the championship is back in proper hands.
Yes, it is proper hands.
Tony has it back. Scraby borrowed it for a week or so there. There's one thing I wanted to keep an eye on here.
I don't like Tony's little comments, like, dig in my soul.
They infuriate you?
It was just a week. It was just a week. It wasn't gone very long.
They infuriate you.
Oh, yeah. Nate says we should do it like the green jacket in the Masters.
I think so. You should have to put it on me, dog. We'll do it. We'll make it like a consistent thing every week. You got to put a belt around me.
That was hard to believe. This is like the World Series. You can't make any mistakes or you're going to lose. I made one mistake.
Your reflection in this is pretty clean. I could see you. It's like,
yeah, I knew that was going to be a tough one there. Tough category.
Just gave Tony a salute.
I'm watching
the belt reflection.
Trying to get back to really important stuff.
Sorry.
Getting there.
I was getting carried away.
No, it's quite all right. I'm just watching a little of this hockey right now, guys. We got Washington and Philadelphia. It doesn't mean a whole lot. But it got me thinking, you know, Alex Ovechkin's playing for Washington. And he is now 41 goals behind Gretzky for the all-time NHL
record. Is he hanging around just so he can try to pass this?
I think he is, yeah. I don't think there's any other reason. He's in his 40s now. He's clearly not the same player he was.
How are his hips still moving the right way?
Yeah, but he did score 31 goals last year.
So he's going to finish short.
So if he get this year, but he may play two more.
I mean,
he may come back next year. So, but I was just looking at some of the numbers for Gretzky, and they're so insane. I mean, he's got the goal thing, you know, by 40 right now, 894. Ovechkin's got 854. But in total point, in assists, Ovechkin's had 700 assists. Pretty good. Gretzky's had 2,027.
Wow.
And if you look at, let me see what else we can look at here. Plus minus, you know what that is, Tony? Every time you're on the ice for a goal, you get a plus. If you're on the ice, you get a minus.
So same plus and minus in basketball.
Pretty much, yep, pretty much. Ovechkin's career plus minus is plus 45. Wayne Gretzky plus minus 540.
Oh, so he was really good when he was on
ice. It's a joke. It is an absolute joke. A shorthanded goal. Yeah, how hard it is to score a shorthanded goal. You have less players on the ice than the other team. Ovechkin in his entire career had 5. Gretzky, 73.
Wow.
I mean, really comical.
He was like the Michael Jordan of hockey.
Beyond. Yeah. I mean, as good as Jordan is, Jordan never broke all the records by as much as Gretzky broke the records, you know?
Gretzky is one of a kind.
Yeah, give Ovechkin's credit, man. He's got a chance to catch him, but he's going to have to hang on for 2 more years probably.
Is he the forgotten legend? Because I don't think when we think of like Mount Rushmore of sports
heroes.
Sports heroes. I don't think he makes the Mount Rushmore.
I feel like he was there for it, like going into the 2000s. Like, I think you didn't mention.
Might have been forgotten a little bit.
I think
he has been forgotten
a little bit.
Yeah, his career was ended in, 1999. So it's been 25 years since Gretzky was on the ice. So a little of that has faded, but it's ridiculous. They changed so many NHL rules because of Gretzky. You know, the way they used to call penalties, the way they did power plays and shorthanded situations. The Edmonton Oilers used to try to take a penalty on purpose to bring the other team off with it, get one player from their team and the other team both off at the same time. Because if it was 4-on-4, then Gretzky had more room and it was more even more tough to stop him. So they had to put a rule in and you couldn't do that anymore.
You couldn't purposely create.
You couldn't purposely create. If you did it, if both guys got penalties, it stayed 5-on-5.
Wow.
Because Edmonton was doing it on purpose. And Gretzky was so. Anyway.
Dan Lanning of the NHL right there.
Edmonton Oilers, coached by Dan Lanning.
Yes.
The Oregon guy. All right, good Fantabulous game show today. I hope you guys enjoyed it out there.
The champ is here!
Tony's back on top of the heap. You can be on top of the heap, Chris, versus the fans when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.